Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Savage is going to join us this hour. Thank you very much, Dean Wheeler. I got a call from the Northern California Holistic Center from, I forget who that was, a Ruby or something?
There was a lady named Ruby that called, and she said, you know, you may not like Dr. Sadler, you may not like Dean, he's not a doctor.
Mr. Wheeler.
Well, they call him something else. What do they call him?
They call him, is that Your Excellency?
Yeah.
Yeah, Your Excellency, you may not like Your Excellency Wheeler, or His Excellency Wheeler.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
Phil, I don't know. This is what they said.
No, I know that, but they call him Your Excellency?
That's what she said to me. You may not like His Excellency, but he means well, and you did not really give the Northern California Holistic Center a fair hearing.
And who was this, a Ruby?
A Ruby, yes.
Boy, that takes, you know...
Well, you're on the air. There's a lot of dead air here.
Excuse me, I can produce the show. That takes a...
A pair? It was a lady.
I understand it was a lady. Oh, you're not doing this and you're not doing that, huh? Well, excuse me. I'm so very sorry that I'm not His Excellency. That's beautiful. Oh, man.
Picking about mental health, Mr. Henry, that's not good.
You know, you're not acquitting yourself well.
What are you talking about, man? If ever there was something to laugh at, that's it. This guy runs a holistic center. It's His Excellency. You tell Ruby. I'll talk to her when we get off the air. I'd be happy to call. I'm very happy to have them on. I didn't mean any disrespect at all. I tried to give them as much respect as I possibly could. But when a guy is sitting there and there's dead air every time he hears a squirrel, every time he hears or sees a squirrel, he's off the topic and he's talking about killing squirrels. He's trying to get this guy, this jackass, by the way, JT, Mr. JT, whatever, JT Exterminators. I got news for you, pal. If you thought you were getting a plug on my show, yeah, you got a plug about how bad your business is, because you guys were sitting on your ass taking a dinner break through the whole hour, even while these squirrels were driving Mr. Wheeler insane.
Yeah, well, that's not his job, keep Dean Wheeler, you know?
Yeah, you got to understand, it's not JT's job to keep Dean Wheeler mentally well.
You understand, right?
Oh, well, you're right. You're right. It all makes sense. What world do you people live in, anyway? It's not his job. That jackass sat on his ass having dinner while this squirrel or monkeys or whatever this guy's got in the tree. I give up. All right. You guys are looking at me like I'm nuts.
Well, we just believe in respecting our fellow man, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break. You guys are sounding almost as tree-huggy as that nut Wheeler. As he sits there, and that guy is so tree-huggy. Yeah, he really loves trees and animals. He's ready to... that guy, JT, wasn't he fashioning nooses? I think he was.
Well,
yeah, now you guys are all of a sudden real quiet.
Well, I didn't know he was doing that.
Get a load of this, folks. If you just tuned in, you missed it. Last hour, we had a guy on. He's an exterminator. He gets rid of vermin, or he gets rid of rodents. And when the guy said to Mr. Wheeler, when I'm done with my dinner break, we'll go back to our truck up the street. And he said, what? Well, we have to begin to fashion the nooses.
No one's laughing, Phil.
Well, I sure as hell am. So this guy has got to make nooses. Anyway, welcome back to our program. Our number again, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Dr. Jim Sadler joins us tonight. By the way, if you are watching Phil TV in HD on philhendryshow.com, behind me is the aforementioned Miley Cyrus and the whole trip, you know, with the whole thing, man. You know, her dance and everything. There she is. So you decide. I don't know. It doesn't seem any worse than any other dance. I refuse to allow myself to be influenced by people's opinions, you know?
Well, what does that mean? You can see the woman is riding a foam finger, for God's sake, Phil.
I understand that, but I haven't necessarily seen... I don't think it's the worst thing I've seen, even on television. And when it comes to the MTV Anything Awards, man... Dr. Jim Sadler is with us from San Diego in transit tonight from Camp Pendleton. What were you doing there?
Well, Phil, I was visiting my son who has taken basic training in the United States Marine Corps, and not visiting him in Camp Pendleton, but he has some liberty, and we were able to hook up there for dinner, and very proud of my son David. He's in the Marines.
Well, good for him, and the best of luck to him.
Well, we're proud of him. It's not the career that I would have chosen for him. You know, I was in the medical division with the United States Army. And I always said to him, the Army is a very, very good career choice when it comes to the military. And he said, no, Father, you know, no, Dad, I want to be a Marine because the Army is, I might as well be in the Girl Scouts. And I said, son, please, you know, that was your father's choice.
Well, you were a doctor. I mean, you had a very wonderful and accomplished career up to this point. You know.
Yeah, I know, and I was an Army doctor, you know, and my son thinks that's the next best thing to be in a Cub Scout or something. I don't get it.
Well, there's an attitude that the Marines have they're always going to have.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know. I told you what happened to my cousin Dave. Did I tell you the story about my cousin Dave?
No.
My cousin Dave was in the Navy. And Dave was, he was just a regular seaman, first class, and there was a group of them in uniform, and they were at Disneyland, okay? There was about six of these Navy guys at Disneyland. And there was about six or seven Marines. And they were all in line for the space, whatever the thing's called, the Space Mountain, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the line was curling around because it gets really long, you know, that the line gets long there at the Disneyland, and so these two groups of people became parallel with each other and within earshot of each other, these Marines and these Navy guys.
Yeah, now your cousin?
My cousin Dave was one of the Navy guys, and they're minding their own business, although, you know, they see these Marines, and the next thing they hear is the Popeye laugh. Now, you know, have you ever heard the Popeye laugh?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, there you go, right there. And it's the Marines, and they're doing it to the Navy. And I said to Dave, I said, then what? He says, I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, did they have a fight or something?
Not there, but I guess there was some dust up someplace.
And I'm sure that the Marines would say they won, and the Navy guys would say that. What did your brother say? I mean, your cousin.
He didn't say nothing.
Maybe they lost.
I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. You know, maybe the Marines, the Navy started the fight, because that's what I got the sense. Because when he said, and they went like that, I said, so then what? He says, well, you don't let that go. He said, we couldn't let it go.
So they decided to, at Disneyland, where the hell do they have the fight?
I don't know. I don't know, and he wouldn't say. But I think these Marines, they want to, you know, they push around everybody because they think they're all special. And, you know, and I know they are. They're a very special unit, but they're always laughing at people and stuff like that.
Well, you know, my brother-in-law was a Marine, and I would ask him, I said, well, what branches of the service do you guys have respect for? He said, the SEALs. And
well, all of those special branches. The Marines think they're equal to the Delta, what do you call it?
Delta Force. Yeah, well, that was about, I said, you know, we have respect for like the Army Rangers, the Delta Force, and the SEALs, and, but Marines, I think, because of the, what they're called upon to do, and just it's the mindset, you know, it's just the mindset. You join the Marines, you're joining something really special. I think it's what makes it attractive, don't you? In other words, you want to get guys that are, you want to get people constantly interested in enlisting in the Marines, so you have to give them a mystique of some kind.
Yeah, I know, but my son, you know, I said, why not the Army? He says, Dad, I don't want to be in there with a bunch of Bradley Mannings, you know.
Well, there you go, see?
What, it's like the Marines haven't been, what do you call, you know, they got some Marines that did some traitorous stuff.
All right, look, I'm late for the break. Hold on, because I want to talk about this measles thing. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us, the Popeye laugh.
Well, I've heard that the Marines, when they see the Navy, they go, ha ha, they laugh, and they say, can I say ass? Well, I guess I just did.
Yeah.
My ass rides in Navy equipment.
Yeah, that's what Marine stands for, Marine.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, fine. All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Dr. Jim Sadler here about the measles vaccination and this church. It's like a mega church or something in Texas. And what these people have refused to vaccinate their kids against measles. We'll find out what that's about. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here. Dr. Jim Sadler has joined us from San Diego. Actually, he's en route from San Diego to his home. He's en route from Camp Pendleton to his home in San Diego, where he was visiting with his son, and his son David is in the Marines. And so that's a cool thing, whether or not the Marines are better than the Army. We really wanted to talk about the measles thing, right?
Right, yeah, and measles. But just to put a little capper on the conversation I had with Dave, I said, look at your father. You know, I'm a doctor. And then he said, yeah, but, you know, Dad, you got, and he mentioned the fact I had the tongue problem, you know.
Well, all right. He grew up with that.
Yeah, he grew up with it. But he said, Dad, you sound like a weenie. And I said, boy, man, I tell you what, Marine or no Marine, the only thing that keeps me from dropping a table on you right now is you're my son. He sits there, he's all, you know, and I said, well, you know, you want a piece of me, man, and he's all, and I go, yeah, you know.
Well, what's he doing, trying to bait you into a fight?
No, he's just giving his old man a hard time. He says, Dad, you call up, you sound like a weenie. And I go, well, this weenie here, I'd be more than happy to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs., you know, well, I better not say. What's so funny?
Nothing. All right, so let's get on to Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, the male and female version. Mr. and Mrs. Asskick.
Oh, okay. Let's get on to the... Well, I don't know. What do you mean, Mr. and Mrs.? I have never heard that.
You never heard what? What do you got to hear? Mr. and Mrs. Asskick. So when Mr. gets done, then I don't know. The measles outbreak, Phil, in Texas, let me get my glasses. The measles outbreak in Texas that I was talking with you about is tied to a Texas megachurch where ministers have questioned the vaccination has sickened at least 21 people. So they think the vaccination is it's weird.
Well, what is their objection?
Well, the ill people were linked to the church that is a division of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. That group advocates faith healing and advises people to first seek the wisdom... I'm very sorry, Phil, but I'm not feeling well tonight.
You know, I'm telling you.
Well,
don't look at me.
I'm looking at you because I think you're the one that gives people the freedom to do that.
I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, but what happened to manners around here?
Who?
Not who. What happened to manners?
Phil, I told you that it's far better to let it out.
Yeah, then allow... I'm a doctor, Phil. If you keep a belch in, you can do some damage to the esophagus, the epiglottis, the larynx. You keep a belch in, then the gas gets pushed down into to the stomach through the duodenal... I forget what it's called.
You're a doctor and you forget what it's called.
Yeah, I'm a doctor and I forget what it's... You know, Phil, you've got some ER idea of medicine. Many doctors forget what stuff is called. That is not unusual at all.
Many doctors forget what stuff is called. You know, if you weren't board certified and a lot of other things, I'd swear to God you were some kind of a quack the way you talk.
Well, thank you very much for that, Phil. I appreciate that.
What an insult, Phil. That is really...
You know, I'm just going to tell you, I've never heard a doctor say other stuff and I forget what it's called.
I forget. I've been in surgery. I've been in surgery with some of the top surgeons in the country, and they've said things like clamp that, whatever that's called.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm telling you, I'll be in a surgery with a guy, and he'll say, you know, and you're talking because you're doing surgery on a guy. And says, well, so, blah, 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 you know, some small talk. And he says, give me the clamp on that. See that? I forget what it's called. Clamp that. And then he goes. And then he remembers.
What are you talking about? I mean, I don't understand. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking talking about surgery.
No, I mean, what are you guys talking about in the middle of surgery?
I thought you wanted to talk about measles.
Hold on, Margaret. Keep your panties on.
Excuse me.
Wait. Don't talk to her like that.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
I am on the panel.
Yeah, you're on the panel. I get it.
I'm sorry we didn't pick you, Jim, but she's the one that made the break. She made the cut.
Yeah, whatever you call it.
Well, yeah, and whatever you clamp that, whatever you call that.
Well, I'm just telling you. And these are some of the top surgeons.
I guess the patient lives.
Yes, the patient lives. Yes. God, you guys think that from TV, you think it's all, hey, clamp the, do this and give me that and... No, it isn't. We're sitting there, and we're going, what is that again? I don't know. Well, what are we doing? We're here, we got to fix the valve, like we were doing open-heart surgery, I think, that, and we got to fix that valve. And he says, all right. So what, he says, you know, we got to put the, oh, okay, so a lot of times you have to have your memory refreshed.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Why do you think it's any other way?
Because it sounds so slipshod, I can't imagine people live through something like that.
Well, I take that as an insult, Phil. The medical establishment of the United States of America is the best one what there is in the world, okay?
The best one what there is in the world.
Yeah, you guys talk like you're all messed up.
Well, you want to know something, Dickman? Not as half as messed up as you. Not half as messed up as you with your head through a tree, okay? And guess who put the plate in your head and saved your life? You got it, doctors.
Well, you know what? If they hadn't been fooling around talking about other stuff, maybe Bud wouldn't be talking with the way he talks.
What? What are you talking about? That guy's lucky he can even talk. Head first through an oak tree? Old growth, too.
Whatever.
Old growth. So you think that matters, huh?
That tree was old growth. And.
Yeah. Dr. Jim Sadler has been on our program here.
What do you mean, has?
Because I may get rid of you just like everybody else tonight.
If I don't toe the line and do what Mr. Henry wants, forget it.
You know something? I got to learn to calm down.
Yes, you do, because you're offending people and angry. Let them just be angry, and you calm them down.
You always get in an argument with them.
Call him back. Tell him I'm sorry.
All right.
And don't do it on the air, man. I'm always hearing you doing it on the air. We got to get back to this measles thing. I think this is interesting. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Haven't I seen them on TV or something?
Yeah, man. They're on like Sunday morning. I see them all the time.
They are, yeah. Or I see something, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Well, they're always asking for money. All those churches do.
You got him? Hey, Jim, I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. I apologize.
Well, okay.
All right. So let's...
I'm sorry, too.
All right, okay. So let's talk about this church, this mega church in Texas.
Well, I was going to get into it. What I was going to talk about was this Terry Parsons, who's a senior pastor at the Eagle Mountain International Church and is also Kenneth Copeland's daughter, previously said she had concerns about a possible tie between early childhood vaccines and autism. And that's a position that has been refuted by health officials. In the wake of the measles outbreak, Parsons has urged followers to get vaccinated. So this is the daughter of Kenneth Copeland. But then when the measles outbreak came around, she said get vaccinated. But guess what? That's after the measles outbreak.
All right, so what we have here is another clash between religion and science, don't we?
You got it right there. It's a clash between religion and science, and it is, it just, I get tired of it. I get tired of walking into churches, and I sit down, and somebody comes up there, how you doing there, Mr. Sadler? They don't even call me doctor, and then the preacher always calls me aside, because my wife and I go to this church here in San Diego. It's called the First Church of Divinity, or the First Church, First God, something like that. She knows all about it.
Do you like it?
No, not really, but I go to church because she wants me to. But here's the thing. The preacher, the pastor, whatever they call the guy, he wears a robe, and he's got a bib or something.
A bib?
Yeah, that's what they wear. They wear a bib. This particular preacher wears a robe, a bib, and it looks like some kind of a...
Hold on for a minute. We've got a... we just had a power failure, and I've got a generator going off here. This ought to be interesting. Do you guys still hear me in Washington? Are we still on the air? I hope so. Okay, great. Because we just had a power failure, and good thing we've got an emergency generator going, but we lost at least our network computer, and I've got to put Dr. Sadler on hold here until I figure out where we're at. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, guys. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler about the measles, and he's probably going to be angry. He's probably going to be angry at me for, you know, cutting him off. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And we're going to see you on the other side of the break, okay? All right. The Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, live from the El Pacifico. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here, and our final half hour on this Monday night. It's the third week of our reboot, and we thank Dr. Jim Sadler for hanging with us. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to be laughing, you know, but I was talking with Dr. Sadler here about his son being in the Marine Corps, and just a lot of bizarre stuff has happened on the show tonight. So I forgive me, folks, if I'm just laughing out of turn. It's because we've had everything from stare down with squirrels to we just had a power outage. Bud, you know what happened?
Yeah, we had a power outage, and we had a power outage.
We had a power outage in what?
Yeah, what happened, man? Oh, the power went out.
Yeah, that's great. We had the power went out on the entire block here of businesses here at the El Pacifico, and fortunately for us, though, we have backup generators, and that's good, except the backup generators have alarms on them. And what do you suppose the backup generators do? Well, the backup generators create... what is that in the screen behind me there, man? That's the most bizarre-looking thing I've ever seen in my life. The backup generators create an alarm. And so we had an alarm going off in the background throughout the, you know, the last, I don't know, 10 minutes. I hope that it wasn't too disturbing of anybody in the audience, but that's what was happening, and that was the reason for we had a little bit of commotion here, and I hope it didn't spill over on the air. It is the Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line with us here, and Dr. Sadler, so let's get into this discussion here of the vaccinations and the measles vaccinations. There is some kind of an epidemic that's taken place in this area of Texas. Because the people are... What is that?
That sounds like the alarm. Is that your car? Is that your alarm? Sounds like a car alarm.
That sounds like the car alarm that goes off every time I have a guest that's got a car that... Where are you?
I'm driving in my car.
You're driving?
Yeah.
You're not standing anywhere?
No, I'm not standing anywhere. I'm standing on it. I'm on the freeway, and I'll be honest with you, I'm pushing it a little bit. Or as they say in Jamaica, I'm pressing it. Me pressing it, man. You ever heard? Did you ever go down to Jamaica and hear what they say?
Yeah, I've been down there.
Well, what's with the? You sound like you're talking to a guy you're talking through a chain link fence to. See, I hear it right there.
A guy through a chain link fence.
Will you guys get past all this jackass talk and get to the point on measles, please?
Sorry.
What is that?
That must be the alarm. Bud, go check it, will you?
Where do I go?
Check where the generators are. So anyway, we have these generators, and they have been a blessing to us, but we do have this alarm that goes off. I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler, when you were talking about Jamaica, yeah, I've been to Jamaica, and I've heard Jamaica people. It just sounded weird the way you said it.
But I said, have you ever been to Jamaica?
And heard the way they talk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Will you get to the measles before I start knocking heads together? I mean it. I'm really getting upset.
Get a load of her. Do you take that kind of crap? Boy, I wouldn't do it.
For the record, Dr. Sadler, Phil's looking at me right now with nothing but fear in his eyes.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not, because I don't want to hear her get that angry. And Dr. Sadler, let me run the show. All right, so what are we talking about, Doc, when we talk about these churches that are not allowing, or it's not that they're not allowing, that they are preaching against it?
Well, we have, again, I was going to tell you, at my church, when we leave, and yes, I worship God. I think that God's a very important factor in life. I believe in a spiritual life. I don't particularly like the one of these guys that preaches at our church, and you asked me the question.
Yeah, what is the name of your church?
Well, the name, I can't remember. It's something like the first, let me find out where Tammy is. Hey, Tammy, honey, what's the name of the place we go? First Divinity Church of Albright. Is that the street? That's the founder. That's the guy that founded the church, the First Divinity Church of Albright. Who's that? Albright Willings. He was the guy that founded it.
Wait a minute. The First Divinity Church of Albright.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Well, they named it... Ordinarily, you don't hear a church named after the founder, and that's his first name.
I don't know. What do I know about it? That's the guy's name, Albright.
Well, that would be like naming a church the First Divinity Church of Mary. Or like this, the Christian Science Church of Mary.
Mary who?
Mary Baker Eddy, because that's the one that founded it.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I'm a man of science, Phil. But I will tell you this. When we leave the service, and I'll hear the homily or the sermon, whatever they call it, and it sounds good. He says, you know, love each other and this, that, and something else. It's all good. I walk out, and here's this guy standing there in a purple cape with a bib, I don't know, and shorts. What kind of a church is that, I ask myself.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm telling you.
Just hold on.
No, if you're making a joke, it is a blasphemous joke.
I'm not making a joke. Hey, Tammy, come here, baby. Yeah, put that down. Do that later. Do your nails later. Jeez, they look fine. What's the guy wear when he come out of church? Yeah, he's got a cape. Is that a cape? What do you call it? Well, she says it's a wrap.
A wrap? This guy's a preacher?
Yes. But what I'm trying to tell you, Phil, is I think that's a little... I don't know anything about churches. But is that what he's supposed to wear?
Well, priests wear vestments, and some ministers wear some kind of a clerical shirt or collar. And a lot of these guys, if they're on television, you know, they put on some kind of I call it a costume.
There you go, right there. That's what looks like to me, a costume. So I said to him one day.
No, wait, I want to know what this is. He wears a purple cape.
Yeah.
But no, the part that I didn't get...
Hold on, can I answer one question at a time?
I'm sorry, but does he wear shorts?
Hold on. He wears yes, he does wear shorts. He wears purple shorts. They're like shorts that are, what do you call them? They're almost like what the ladies wear. What do you call those, baby culottes? You know, like the short, yeah, culottes. It looks like a pair of culottes. And he wears a purple cape and a purple shirt. And he has a bib, a white bib. And I made the joke. I said, what, are you going to go eat lobster after? And he looked at me like he looked at me like I was a pus-filled boil on his you-know-what that he wanted to lance. I swear to God. Pardon me, that's a medical thing.
Oh, God.
Well, you know something? That's the way he looked at me.
Well, if I were you and you're uncomfortable in that environment, I would definitely opt out of that trip, you know?
Well, yeah, and guess what? I got another... I'm married, and I'm married to a woman that I love very much. And if she wants to go to church there, that's where we're going to church. What do you want from me?
Well, that sounds weird. All right, so we have this division between religion, and we have this division between science, and so you have an obvious problem. You have a major health problem, or if you will, a public health problem. How do you get around it?
Well, you have to get a court order. If you're dealing with children that are at risk, all bets are off. I don't care if you believe, I don't care what your religion is, you have to get the children vaccinated. And that is, in my opinion, that should, I don't care who you are, you know.
What about private resident? What about a private citizen that just doesn't believe in the vaccines?
I'm telling you right now, Dick, there's a point we're reaching in this country where there's going to be a public health problem, and we're going to have to direct these parents to get these kids vaccinated, or they're going to go to jail. You see what I'm saying? Go to jail. Because I don't care if you're a parent that you read something and Oprah Winfrey said something, and boom, ba-boom, 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 right? You better get that kid and get a shot into that kid that keeps him from getting measles, or you will go to jail. And I'll be very happy to be standing there directing the police and pointing out to people what go to jail and what don't.
You're going to tell people go to jail? You don't even know what you're operating on.
Well, there's a point.
What? What did it say?
It.
Bud said that you're telling people you're telling the cops who to send to jail, and you don't know what terms are in an operating theater.
It doesn't make any difference, Dickman. If I had you on an operating table and I'm trying to put your brains back together after your head went through that tree, and I said, hey, clamp off that, whatever the hell that is, because it's bleeding. As long as they get it clamped off, I don't care what it is. It could be your brain. It could be, I don't know what it is, you know?
Yeah, but you got to put the plate in my head.
I know how to put a plate in the head the same way I know how to put a new fender on a Ford. It's about the same process. See, you guys think that medicine is a big deal. It ain't no big deal at all. I got news for you.
Well, talking the way you do, Dr. Sadler, and I admire the things you've achieved, but you sound like an imbecile. You talk like a stevedore. You sound like a dock worker and not a doctor. I don't know how you've survived in your practice.
Because I'm good, baby. I'm damn good.
And don't call me baby. Thank you very much.
You know, Doc, that's over the line.
Oh, it's over the line. Until she shows up on my table and she's got a problem and she needs a doctor and I'm the guy that's going to save her life, is she going to sit up halfway through the operation and say, don't you know the name of that thing you're operating on? And I'll say, and that's why I did what I did. And I told you we're bringing that back. When these women are having babies.
That's what I wanted to ask you about the pediatric practice. You are no longer in the business of child delivery, are you?
No, I'm not. Because I got tired of being called an MF-er, a son of a bee. When women are giving birth to babies, they got the dirtiest mouths on them in the history of the world. And this woman sits up, she's calling me an MF this and a this and a that. And I finally hauled off, and I just clocked her right straight in the chin, right where those nerves gather together. I knocked her ass out cold, right? And she gave birth to that baby, a healthy, happy, bouncing kid. And she didn't come out of it for a half hour, but the kid was laughing, loving life, the whole thing.
So you punched a woman who was giving birth to a child.
Wait, do you want to sit there and be called every filthy name in the book? Not me.
Well, but it's all right. Let's take a break. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us here as we talk about a variety of health issues here, a variety of health topics. Talking with Dr. Sadler about, first of all, the measles epidemic that was taking place down there in Texas. And now we're talking with him about this the notion that in childbirth, women are using all kinds of vile language because they're under a lot of stress. And he wound up hitting one of them and knocking him out cold. And that's why he gave up being a pediatrician.
Well, not a pediatrician, but who are the ones that give birth to babies?
I don't know, but it was what he was doing. Anyway, we'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-507-445 and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night until 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And it's a pretty weird thing we do here every night, but we're happy to bring it to you, whatever. Dr. Jim Sadler has joined us, and we were going to talk about measles epidemics, but we're into all kinds of weird stuff. It's been contentious. I don't particularly like it. I wish that we could chill it out here a little bit, And to the extent that I have caused it, Dr. Sadler, my apologies.
We're talking about a lot of things here.
Well, we're talking about the health of children. We've been getting sidetracked. I don't like the idea of you hitting a woman while she's giving birth.
Miss Gray, I'm going to say it again. You know.
Well, who cares what name she's calling you? You're a doctor. You should understand that this is some kind of a trauma, a psychotrauma of some kind that she's having.
Well, what about that, Doc? I mean, if a woman is giving birth to a baby, and she has a number of stresses that are causing her to lash out verbally against the doctor, the father.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Henry and Ms. Gray. I was going to call you Dooley.
Thank you very much, Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, come on.
Look, will you guys just chill out?
There he goes again with chill out. Next thing you know, we're going to read poetry because we're at a beatnik deal or something.
A beatnik deal?
Well, whatever, you know, with the chill out.
Dr. Sadler, never mind about the running commentary. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. What I was going to say was, there was a time, Ms. Gray, that if a woman reacted the way a lot of these women do in childbirth, they would bring in a shaman priest and they would begin to try to cast the demon out. Not too long ago...
Well, but we're not in that day and age.
Not too long ago, there was a movie that came out that people flocked to by the millions about a little girl that had a demon, and everybody flocked to that by the millions. And guess what? You had people all over the world, all of a sudden, what did they say? Oh, yeah, I know a guy that got possessed by a devil. Is a guy down the street got possessed by a devil, and so forth. So now I'm a young doctor, and I'm giving birth. You know, I'm assisting in childbirth. I'm the primary in childbirth. The woman shoots up straight on the gurney and starts calling me every name in the book, saying my mother is doing this and that in hell with the devil. And
whoa, hold on for a minute.
I've never heard stories like that.
Well, have you ever been, excuse me, am I the doctor or the two of you a doctor?
No, but I never heard, you have to understand, I've heard of women saying, you know, oh, damn you, and cursing out the husband. What do you mean your mother does stuff in hell?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I had a woman that was giving birth to a baby, and this kid was big, too. It was huge. And when I say huge, the kid come out at about 14 pounds.
Oh, my God. Did the mother live through it?
Oh, she lived. She was great. She was in great health. And the baby, it was just a big kid. But I guess, I think the kid now is in college and is some kind of a big football wrestler, whatever the hell he is. But anyway, the kid came out. The mother was about 5 foot nothing. She had no hips, no, excuse my language, no ass. But, hey, what are you going to do? You know, I was the doctor. Guess who made it happen? Me, Dr. Sadler. And what did I get for my trouble? The mother calling me every name in the book, telling me all about my mother, who had passed on, what she was doing in hell with which demon. And this is part of the insanity that happens. I thought, I swear to God, and I know it couldn't have happened, but I even think the baby turned around and said something filthy to me, too. Now, I know that didn't happen.
You tell me the baby talk.
I said I know it couldn't have happened.
Well, then what made you think that the kid did that?
Because I was being brutalized. I was being, what do you call, a lot of these women will tell you about it, battered, like a battered doctor syndrome.
Oh, you know something, Dr. Sadler? You are obscene trying to tie this into that.
Look, Miss Gray.
No, it is absolutely obscene listening to you, a doctor, who should be used to very stressful situations and should have nothing but the most compassionate feelings for your patients.
I have compassionate feelings for my patients, all right?
Well, you're sitting here attributing to this woman filth beyond the amount, and to the baby as well.
I'm telling you, I'm sure I was imagining the kid. I had to have been. I swear to God, that kid, all 14-pound kid, turns around, looks at me, and says something like, you know, can you help an older boy? He didn't say that, you know.
Oh, get out of here, will you? He's quoting lines from The Exorcist?
He didn't say that, I said. But I'm telling you, and you people can say whatever you want.
You people.
Oh, boy. See, this is the problem we have, Phil. All the political correctness, what's going on.
All right, let's not do that. Let's just stick with the point. I don't know, and you're right that you make this point very well, Dr. Sadler. I've never been in a delivery room. I haven't done what doctors do. I haven't heard these things, but battered doctor syndrome?
That's exactly what I'm calling it, and we are asking for, and I believe we can get it passed at the state level with Assemblyman Richter, who's a very dear friend of mine, introducing State Assembly Bill 15 or 29. I don't know what the hell it is. It's, you know, one of those numbers. Battered doctor, where we get to take off a couple of weeks at the expense of the institution that we work for if we get, battered.
Well, what are you calling physically battered?
No, emotionally. Emotionally.
Sounds to me like a scam.
What does? What I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, sounds like a scam. Sounds to me like you're trying to just scam us.
What's this us? That's very interesting, us.
Because Doc, the savings, or what the savings, the cost gets passed on to us. You know that as well as I do. The raise in insurance rates. Battered doctor syndrome.
Yes, yes. We get sued. We're called quacks. We are, the health care bill is going to rob me blind. Blind! I'm going to be out on a street corner. I'll be living in the street. I'll be living in a tent with my wife. I just married a woman who is 35 years younger than me. How long do you think she's going to stay with me if we're living in a tent? How about 5 minutes?
Well, then, why did this woman marry you?
Why do you think? Why do you think a woman 35 years younger than any guy marries him? Because, you know, life's going to be good. And if I'm in a tent, you know what I'll do? If we move into a tent, I'll give her the car keys and I'll say, I understand, go ahead, get out of here. I'll pack for her.
Well, I don't think you're going to be in a tent, Doc, okay?
You don't?
No, I don't. In fact, I can pretty well assure you of that. I can also tell you that by introducing these little bills, whether or not they get, but these little, which I think are scams, you only degrade the opinion that people have of the medical establishment. You only degrade people of, you know, we'll talk about this later, okay? I have to break.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got to break when you're taking a broom handle of my...
All right, so thanks so much, folks, for listening to our program tonight. It's been fantastic. I couldn't do it without you. I thank everybody back in the control room for... you know, for handling everything, everybody kind of sharing the duties tonight as we continue here. The reboot of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. See you tomorrow night. We're usually streaming at 6 p.m. on Phil Hendry on Phil TV, and I usually do a pre-show around 6:30 or so on the Pacific time, PDT, baby. Tomorrow, Bobby Dooley on Jay Moore's Fox Sports Radio Show around 11 o'clock Pacific. We'll see you guys later. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.